Good afternoon. Tyson Haynes here, calling for Cruz.
Hey, Tyson, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Perfect. We're just on the road to Florida. Just want to make sure.
Oh, you're on the road to Florida. What are you doing down there?
We're going to play a couple shows in Destin.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to your new tune, State of Emergency.
Right on. What do you think?
Loving it, dude.
Awesome. Well, yep. Thank you.
Well, what's the story behind the song, Tyson?
That was one that just, was one of those ones that kind of came out of nowhere. I just started with a hook to it and just kind of wrote from there. It wasn't one of the ones that was too personal to my story exactly, but something that I know everybody can relate to at one point or another.
Now, I follow you on Facebook and everything, and I see you're a bit of a daredevil. Would you consider yourself, an adrenaline junkie?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. If I'm not on stage, it's probably a motorcycle somewhere in sight.
Yeah. A motorcycle or strapping a fan to your back and flying?
Oh, you saw that one, did you?
Now, what's the craziest thing that you've done?
Honestly, I don't know. They're all pretty up there. Jumping 200 feet on a dirt bike is probably probably near the top. But flying this thing with a fan on my back without any, trying to do that without any training was probably one of the crazier, dumber things I've done.
Now, how do you go about thinking, okay, I'm going to put a big fan on my back, get a parachute, and see if I can fly? Like, is that something woke up and did?
You know, I was scrolling through Facebook Marketplace one day, and I happened to see one of those for sale. And I was like, you know what? That looks really cool. So I sold a motorcycle so I could buy that. And just decided to try it out. But I learned really quickly that you can't just go up and fly without training, because there's an imprint in a field behind my house that told me pretty quickly I can't do that by myself.
I felt that story, the ending of that story, the thump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice Tyson imprint in the field, yeah.
Have you ever been injured doing any of these things?
I got injured about 2.5 years ago pretty bad on the dirt bike. I basically broke my whole left side.
Ooh.
I couldn't use that for a while. That was pretty interesting doing shows after that, though. I had had a broken arm with a plate in it. I had 6 broken ribs, bruised lung, bruised kidney. My spine was crushed. So, yeah, I've had a couple injuries.
Ouch!
But it really, that kind of stuff helps my shows out a lot, too.
How does being injured help your show?
No. Well, you get bonus points, right?
Oh, okay.
Wow, this guy plays with a cast on. You got to get the brownie points. But no, just the adrenaline aspect really really helps incorporate to the show. The injuries, not so much.
Listen, I grew up on dirt bikes and everything myself. I'm not shy to an injury or two, especially. Growing up, I had one of those Honda 3-wheel big reds, and you know those things were death traps.
Oh my God! Yes, one of my best friends at one point had one of those, and we would swap off for my dirt bike, and I'd ride the big red. Those were dangerous.
They were so much fun though. The big bubble tires on them, and
oh, they were awesome. Yeah, I'd still get one to this day.
Oh, yeah. Now, of all the crazy things you've done, and, what do you still have on your bucket list that you want to do?
I still, for some reason, and I don't even know why, I have not gone bungee jumping yet.
Really?
I've been skydiving and stuff, but I have not gone bungee jumping. So definitely on my to-do list.
Bungee jumping on Tyson's to-do list. Now, so you really don't have a fear of heights, or it's just something you can overcome?
No, definitely no Yeah, no fear of heights whatsoever. I really enjoy that.
See, reminds me of Travis Pastrana. You probably know who that guy is.
Oh yeah, one of my heroes for sure.
Yeah, that guy's a little bit Looney Tune. I love watching him though, because the guy's just incredible entertainer.
I don't got half of what he's got. Yeah, he's he's on a whole other level.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Did you ever see the video of him jumping out of the plane without a parachute? For Red Bull?
I'm not going to lie, that crossed my mind. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, just nothing but boxer shorts and socks on and jumps out of a plane for Red Bull.
Yep, I'm right there with him on that one. He's just a lot more talented than I am on motorcycles. So. I couldn't keep up.
Now, Tyson, what do you have lined up for 2021? What are you working on that you can tell us about?
So we're definitely, we got state of emergency released there. Mm-hmm. We just released the music video less than a month ago. So that was really exciting to get that music video shot here in Nashville. So got that out, and we're going to release the album. You know, we plan on releasing the whole album last year in 2020, but with everything going on with COVID, we weren't able to put together any release parties or anything like that, mm-hmm. or promo to it. So we're going to definitely release the album sometime in 2021, just don't have a date set yet. And hopefully set up a Canadian tour at some point, because that was the plan last year as well.
Awesome. Now,
that'd be on the to-do list, hopefully.
Hopefully. Now, with a Canadian tour, hopefully you'll be able to make it to the East Coast, because I'd love to finally get you into studio for an in-person chat and some tunes.
Absolutely. I have yet to even be to come East Coast at all. I'm always either Central, or I've done the West radio tour. I've never been over to East yet.
Well, if you come East, we're gonna do it right. We're gonna set you up with some seafood. We'll find a spot. I don't know if we have bungee jumping here, but we'll find you some sort of adrenaline rush that you can do.
Okay. Oh yeah, you caught my attention. I'll be there.
Tyson, where can fans get your music?
You can find my music on any platform, Spotify, Amazon. You can go on YouTube and check out the actual music videos. But social media, Tyson Haynes Music on Instagram and Facebook as well, TysonHaynes.com. You just look up the name, we're everywhere.
Perfect. Tyson, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Travel safe through Florida, and hopefully everything opens up soon. We can get that East Coast Canada tour on the go.
Oh, I hope so. We're just waiting for those borders to give us the green light. Right now, we're finally getting on the road for the first time in a long time. So I'm excited for that, but want to get up to Canada and do the same thing in the summertime. We're not going to be there in December.
I don't blame you. Stay away from here in December. Tyson, thank you so much for your time today, brother.
Happy cruise.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You.